a tough loss today on the road. We knew coming into here it was going to be a battle, a four-quarter game, and we know it's going to be a physical game. And, you know, we did a great job of just executing, playing fast today. But we know that in these kind of games, you know, you have to be nearly perfect in order to win these games. Hats off to Denver. They're a great defensive team, great offensive team, and, you know, they play well at home.
Talk about having to adapt to their speed as a quarterback. Did you have to adapt?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, you have to make faster decisions with the football, get the ball out of your hand faster. But at the same time, you can't be too worried about the rush. You know, just have to continue to execute our offense.
How do you look at the fact you were sacked seven times? I mean, you kind of point the finger at you, offensive line, or just Denver's great defense. How do you look at that?
No, this isn't a finger pointing session. You know, we're going to watch the tape tomorrow, and then we're going to make some corrections, and we'll go from there.
Looked like you took a long time to get dressed, and you were talking to some of your team. Did this one hurt a little bit more than the average loss?
Definitely, because you know, we were in this game, and we had an opportunity to win it, and you know, we're a couple plays away. Like I said, this is one of those games that you have to be perfect, and well, we know that we're going to be in another game like this at some point this year. And we're going to make sure that we come out on top.
You played for the better part of the second half. Do you take something out of that, saying I can answer the bell in a tough environment against a tough defense like that?
I say that about our entire team. You know, guys, they knew that it was going to be a four-quarter game. And our backs were against the wall. And those guys continued to compete, continued to fight. Defense did a great job of changing the field with two turnovers. Anthony Barr made an incredible play right before the half and gave us an opportunity to go and get points before the half. Then Harrison came back and made an interception today. So as a team, I think it showed that we're ready for the big game, but at the same time, we didn't come away with the win. So you know, you play this game to win, and that's what's most important.
So after four wins going into the bye, a couple nice home wins, road game still a little bit elusive. I mean, where do you think you're at right now as a club?
I think we've built a solid foundation over these past four games, but we know that, you know, whether it's to be a playoff team or to be a contender in this league, you have to win on the road, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on. And after the bye week, we'll be facing Kansas City, and that'll be another test for us. But right now, we know how important it is to win games on the road.
Your completion.
Could you just, on that last play, did you see T.J. Ward coming, or? What happened on that last?
It was a look that, you know, we just didn't pick up. And, Denver did a great job of scheming us up in the two-minute drill. And, you know, we just didn't execute on that play.
Your completion percentage was much better than the second half. Was that you doing something better, or was that just the team playing better around you?
I think we were just playing better. And, you know, playing pitch and catch with wide receivers. Those guys did a great job today. You talk about Mike. Eight catches, Stephon Diggs, six catches, Adam Thielen coming in and making plays for us, big third down catches, you know, to change the field position and things like that. So it was an overall team effort. You know, those guys did a great job in their route running. And then you talk about changing it up with Cordarrelle coming in off the sideline, making big plays for us to get first down. So it was a great team effort today.
What do you mean? You mentioned Diggs. Just talk about the way he stepped up. Some injuries at wide receiver. He never played in an NFL regular season game, and he has the game he did today.
Yeah, Diggs, he's a guy who knows that he has to be patient. And he's a guy who waited his time and his number was called, and he stepped up for us today. And you know, that's what we expect from those guys in that wide receiver room. Those guys have that big playability, and whenever their number is called, we expect them to answer.
I know you're not pointing fingers, but your own line, so they take it personally, obviously, when you get sacked, but then at halftime they challenge each other to man up. And did you see a difference in them in the second half and to give you more time to do the things you do?
Definitely, and I saw it from the start of the game. You know, those guys knew that Denver defense runs through that front seven, and they knew it was going to be a challenge coming into this game. And like you said, it's not a finger-pointing session, but I take credit for that too. You know, maybe if I throw the ball away or something like that, throw the ball in the dirt and live to see another down, avoid some sacks, and then maybe we'll be in a different ball game.
Three times where you turned away and lost yardage. I mean, was there no way to step up or maybe unload earlier?
It was just sometimes it was tough, you know, to step up. And those guys on the edge do a great job of rushing upfield, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. And then the guys up front, the two inside guys, do a great job of understanding how Denver rushes, so they know that the quarterback's going to have to step up in the pocket, so they kind of close those lanes. But like I said, some of those sacks could have been avoided, and we're not here to point fingers.
On a positive, I mean, you were able to use your feet to get a couple key first downs. You're pleased the way that that's continuing when you have to run the ball?
Yeah, you know, throughout the course of the game, teams are going to play some great coverage. Teams will pick up on our tendencies. Teams will have time to break down our plays and things like that. So if I have to use my legs, I don't mind. But, you know, you talk about using your legs. How about Adrian Peterson today, you know, breaking off the 48-yard touchdown? You know, it shows that, you know, he still has that big playability in him. He can score from anywhere on the field.
This one of the tougher places you've played?
Definitely. And I think this was my 16th start or something like that everyone was telling me about. But it was a tough environment to come into. We knew it was going to be a tough environment to come into. We watched a video earlier this week of, you know, the Denver Broncos stadium and everything, learned the history of the stadium, the crowd and everything. And we were prepared coming in. I don't think we kept the procedure penalties to a minimum today. So did a great job of executing communication-wise.
Do you think you made too many mistakes to win, or that you guys should have won?
The scoreboard won't show, but we had opportunities. And, you know, like I said, we're going to be in this kind of game again at some point in the year, and we're going to come out on top. So we're going to watch the tape and learn from our mistakes.
Thanks.
Thank you.